And the Nanda Kumar Krishna going to Mathura and Dwarka. And Rupa Goswami, hearing that, is understanding that Lord is wanting me to, giving a confirmation to me for making my Rama into two parts.
Yes.
Which is being confirmed Vasatim Rama told me in the dream.
Yes.
So my question to this is, a personation of Rupa Goswami, who is a pure devotee, who is a Manjari from the spiritual world, can, understanding the heart of the Lord, can understand that the statement that the Lord is making means to my life what he meant, like the Dhamma has to be put into two parts.
Yes, he took it personally.
Yeah, so Maharaj, in our case, we are not, I mean, so pure, like when we read scriptures, sometimes our interpretation from the scriptures can be speculation, or something happening in nature, we interpret it, this is what maybe Krishna wants me to do. Mm. It may be from nature, it may be from scripture, it may be from interaction with a particular devotee. Sometimes, I mean, I'm asking personally because personally I like to take my decisions in life based on what is Krishna wanting me to do. And I see interactions of people, devotees with me, or how nature is reciprocating as Krishna's way of giving me a clue as to what should I do in my life, or in a taking a particular decision.
Yes.
So Maharaj, how to be careful that our decisions, taking inspiration from devotees and happenings in our day-to-day life and or what we are reading is in line with what Krishna wants us to do, or it's a speculation?
Well, we should always consult with the spiritual master as far as possible on these things. And I have this idea that Krishna has indicated something to me, but would you please tell me what I should do? What is best for me? So the Lord in the heart is the Chaitya Guru to instruct us. But we have the spiritual master outwardly who can tell us. In the absence of the spiritual master, we have his books. And we can read them and take them personally. I was just giving a couple of examples how I read things personally in Prabhupada's books. I have been planning for some time to come to Vrindavan at this time. Shastra bought me a ticket and made a plane reservation early in the year. But then my health felt so weak that as late as, but rather late in the year, I cancelled my plans to come to India. Then I was reading in the Srimad Bhagavatam about Dhruva Maharaj, and Dhruva Maharaj went to the forest when his stepmother insulted him. So Prabhupada says, Vrinda means the forest. And for the Gaudiya Vaishnava, the forest is Vrindavan. Devotees who go to the Vrindavan and take shelter of Vrindavaneswari, Srimati Radharani, will find their lives successful. And I read that and it just struck me that Prabhupada wants me to go to Vrindavan and take shelter of Srimati Radharani. It's right here in his book. So then there was another example. That one, many years ago, I was thinking of getting a cottage and just living in a cottage by myself with another devotee and practicing bhajan in a very solitary way. And then I read in a purport, the verse said that a devotee should do this, he should live in a solitary place. And then in the purport, Prabhupada said, those days are no longer present where we can live like this. Now we have to live in different way and preach. So I took it as that very personally that I was here, I was making plans to do one thing. And he was telling me, no, don't do that. That was a different era of time. Now you should live in a different way and preach. So we're entitled to make these personal interpretations and let the scriptures speak to us. If you have the facility of the spiritual master being present, or the Vaishnavas, Guru Vaishnava, Shastra, are three sources of sources of information, and so we have to draw from them. That doesn't leave out your individuality and your wanting to be inspired by different events that happen in your life. Is that all right?
It's a small one more clarification, right? In the absence of the spiritual master taking shelter of the books or the Vaishnavas in general, now that also leads to a kind of very personal inspiration. I mean, to me it appears that it goes beyond the concept of surrender. If I'm just taking, for example, I know this particular Vaishnava has this particular mood, if I consult him, he will allow my plan to flourish.
Yeah.
And I would not want another to go to another Vaishnava whom I know may not agree to my plan. So it's like I'm just doing my own whimsical things, calling it inspiration from within my heart. And I have namesake taking consultation from a Vaishnava also, and I feel I'm on the right path, but maybe I'm just acting on the basis of my crazy mind. So I mean, I'm sorry to put on this, but...
Well, do the best you can. Do what you want to do. Do your inclination, but do it for Krishna. If it's ultimately some nice service for Krishna and it's something you love to do, then it can't be wrong.
Maharaj, I have a question.
Yes.
Nice to see you looking healthy. Yeah, yeah. Inspired. I wanted to ask you how Prabhupada's sense of humor has enlivened you through the years. And any specific incidents that you shared from him where his sense of humor was very human-like, childlike, real. Sometimes the younger devotees haven't had that opportunity to really, unless they've seen a lot of his videos and maybe witnessed some places where Prabhupada's humor very sharp and his wit was very profound. So if you could share with us any prospects regarding his sense of humor and how they inspired you.
Well, I served as Prabhupada's servant, personal servant, for some months. Sometimes he directed the humor against me, sometimes it wasn't always comfortable. But it was sarcastic humor. I don't have the best life skills, I'm not the most practical kind of person. I make mistakes like that in doing practical things. Prabhupada once, I forgot what I did, but I did something wrong, and he said, "You're like Sir Isaac Newton." And I thought at first, oh, he's praising me. He's comparing me to a great scientist. Since Sir Isaac Newton, he had two cats, a small cat and a big cat, and he made two holes in his door small hole and a big hole to cats. So his friends said to him, why didn't you just make one hole for the both cats to go through? So this very profound scientist was actually capable of acting very foolish. So he called me Sir Isaac Newton. And then one time he just didn't do it once. We went on a morning walk in the car, and as we left the car, we slammed the doors shut, locked the doors, and I realized I left my beads in the car. And I said, oh, I left my beads in the car. Prabhupada said, Sir Isaac Newton. And he just walked away, left me behind. And then when I left his service, I had to transfer over my account keeping. Accounting of the money to the next man, was Jayatirtha. So Prabhupada was showing him my records and telling him what he would have to do. And Prabhupada said, Sasarup Maharaj is very expert at accounting. And it was just a very private joke between us because I was anything but expert. And he didn't let on to Jayatirtha that I wasn't expert. He just said that he was very expert at editing and at accounting. And it was just, I looked at Prabhupada and Prabhupada looked at me. I didn't say anything. Great conclusion. Those are a couple of examples, but
the parupinyan.
It was always big and funny.
Yeah.